lines.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and I have a treat for you today. And many of you have been asking me about advanced strategies with real estate investing. What do I do, and what do some of the other experts and influencers in the industry do that really generate that wealth, that can really take that cash flow and maximize it? And my guest today is probably somebody you already know. And it's probably somebody that you've heard on a daily podcast for the last 18 years, because he's had the longest running podcast on real estate investing ever. His name is Joe Fairless, and he is an apartment complex investor, among many other things. And he started investing in real estate, I feel, with one purpose, and that was to generate wealth for himself, his family, and to be able to impart the knowledge that he's learning throughout the process onto other people so you can do the exact same thing. I must say that I have been pushing on this multifamily piece for a while. I love it. It is phenomenal. It is absolutely the way to build wealth. It is absolutely the way for even new investors to take advantage of some advanced strategies by leveling up, being better, learning more, understanding what multifamily is, and starting down the process. It's never, ever, ever, ever too late to start investing in multifamily. It's never too late to start investing in single family. Most importantly, it's never too late for you to take a chance on yourself so you can realize the awesome investor you truly are. I told Joe before the show, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go on a little bit of a monologue, but I'm going to bring him on super, super early. I must say too, during the show, you're going to have questions for me and for Joe. The best way to get in touch with Joe is to go to apartmentsyndication.com. That's apartmentsyndication.com. If you want to get in touch with me, go to thinkrealty.com or just follow me on Instagram at Abhi Goldhawk. I'm answering your questions one-on-one about getting started investing in real estate, about single family, and about multifamily. Come join us also at our Dallas event, February 24th, 25th, and 26th. To learn more about that and to register, go to thinkrealty.com/events. Let's bring on Joe. Joe, you with me?
I'm with you. Nice to be on the show, Abhi, and grateful to have this conversation with you and everyone else.
Hey, same here. There's a question that I always ask my guests every single time before we start the show, and it's this question. You can be as dramatic as you want with the response, and that is, are you in a real estate of mind?
Sure. We'll go with that. I'm in a real estate of mind.
I feel like you've been in a real estate of mind for 10 years. How long have you had your podcast?
I have about 1,300 episodes, and I've been doing it daily for the last 1,300 days. That's every single day, 7 days a week. And just a peek behind the curtain, I don't physically do an interview every day. I batch them, so I'll do about 10 or so on one day. That way I have time to, well, first off, have sanity, and then secondly, do a bunch of other stuff.
And, like, recover, right? And like, your voice needs to recover. Your general well-being the next day needs to be, like, on par. No, I totally understand it. So let's introduce you. Who are you, and what do you do, Joe?
Who am I? I am, let's see. I am someone who has growth and contribution and connection at the forefront of my approach. And what I do is I buy apartment communities with accredited investors, and we share the profits. Then, as you mentioned, I have a podcast. That's Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show, world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. I've also written a couple books, and got a conference every year in Denver. It's Best Ever Conference.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. So you're doing a million things. I love it. I'm the exact same way. I feel like sometimes I have opportunity ADD, right? It's like, hey, I want to take advantage of this and this and this and this and this. And then I discovered multifamily a couple of years ago. And I thought to myself, well, you know, gee whiz, maybe this is something that I should really sink my teeth into. But I was really doing like a lot of single family stuff. I was doing some flipping. I was developing. I had new construction projects. Thought to myself, you know what? The insanity of that, kind of like you do 10 podcasts a day sometimes. The development piece, going to the city, working with contractors, inspectors. I mean, I'm 5'5" and 120 pounds. Like, I was told that I had to swing a sledgehammer or something at something. And that just didn't work out. Like, I use 5-pound dumbbells when I work out. Like, that's the extent of my routine. But I came across multifamily, and I started absorbing information. And I thought to myself, this would be really cool to get into, but it felt kind of scary to me. And for me, a couple of years ago, I was still a pretty experienced real estate investor. What are some of your initial thoughts on folks that maybe are flipping, they have a little bit of experience in that world, they might be single-family rental investors, or they also might be the businessmen, businesswomen listening on the show that have successful organizations, entrepreneurs that are making money, and thinking to themselves, well, gee whiz, I've heard a lot about real estate investing, but I don't want to actively participate in it. But it seems a little scary, a massive apartment complex. What would you kind of initially say to those people?
I'd say it depends on what their background is. And you mentioned fix and flippers versus a professional who's looking to be passive. So I'd say those are different angles. I'd say just in general, people who have a level of skill set that's already acquired in real estate, but they want to go larger, then what's worked for me and what's worked for others is that you take a three-step approach. One is you identify all the skill sets that are needed to be successful in what you want to do at a higher level. Two, you then identify which of those skill sets do you have and are you especially talented at? Because the goal is for you to leverage your specific skill sets within the overall set of skill sets that are required. And then for the other remaining skill sets that you aren't you can't compete with others in a world-class way, that's okay. And that's actually should be the case, because we're not especially talented at everything. So then bring on partners or vendors to then work on those other skill sets. To bring that into practice in apartment investing, you'll want to know what's required to be successful in apartment investing. And ultimately, it's pretty simple. We're matching up money with deals that make sense. So certainly there's a lot of bullet points underneath that. with building relationships, underwriting, asset management, getting the best debt financing, getting qualified, having the right team members, etc. But when you identify and you start from a very macro level approach with your strategy, it doesn't seem as complicated.
Totally agreed. Relationships and strategy, making sure that we actually know who we are and what we are doing in our investing world is super, super important. And believe me, relationships are a really big part of that. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. Want to come see me in Dallas? I want to see you in Dallas. Come on out. Go to thinkrealty.com/events when you register. Code name Abhi, A-B-H-I, and I will see you there. Got one-on-one? Hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. You already know what to do. See you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months, and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. My guest today is Joe Fairless. And you know what, Joe? I was thinking, so I like what you said. You essentially match money with deals. That's what you're doing. You're matching money with deals, and you're identifying, if I'm starting out, I'm new, I'm identifying the skill sets that I have that are the strongest, and then working with others, in my mind, right, working with others to kind of fill the gaps so that, one, I have the team that is stronger where I'm not, and then ultimately realize, too, sometimes my strengths are my greatest weaknesses, and this will start to build for that as well in the future, and grow from there. And so I really, really, really love what you're saying about that. When you're looking for your multifamily deals, when you're in the world of that, right, and you're maybe transitioning over, what are some of those initial ways that you're finding deals? You have broker relationships? Are you sending out mailers? How are you connecting with these people? Do you have a secret sauce for that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there are some common ways, like broker relationships. But the challenge, if you're just starting out, is that brokers likely won't want to spend as much time with you as they would someone who has a proven track record, because ultimately they want someone who will close and has the ability to close. So they look for a track record. So here are four non-obvious ways for anyone to find deals if they're just getting started, or if you're in the game, if you are investing in real estate, then these are four non-obvious ways to help you get more deals. One is reach out to wholesalers and ask them if they can add one question to the questions that they ask their leads. And wholesalers are typically looking for single-family homes, duplexes, up to fourplexes, and they've already got direct mail in place. They got the yard signs all over. They're working their tails off to get leads. So instead of us trying to replicate those efforts, how about we partner with them and tie into their efforts? And the way to do that is ask them to ask one additional question to their leads. And that question is, do you happen to own anything else other than the house that we're talking about? And when they do own a larger building, maybe it's a 12-unit, maybe it's a 50-unit, then they can send that lead to you, and then you pay them a referral fee. And the thought process behind this is, one, you're leveraging other people's marketing dollars. Two, you're doing it in a way that's a win-win situation. And three, you are tying into a thought that is – at least what with my experience true, and that is most apartment investors start out with single family homes and start out smaller. So when an apartment investor receives a mailer from a wholesaler and it says, I want to buy your house, well, I may or may not be looking to sell my house, but I might have some larger stuff. And I've seen this. I've interviewed people on my podcast who have done this tactic, and it's been successful for them to get larger deals.
Interesting. So that's the wholesaling. No. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the second thing is attending eviction court. Really simple, yep. Really straightforward. You'll find motivated landlords who are in a disgruntled mood at minimum when they have to evict a resident from their property. So this could be a very entertaining conversation, at least when you reach out to them at eviction court.
That's right.
At most, they could say, you know what, I'm tired of this stuff. You're right. I'd be open to selling. So you're going to find some landlords who are on emotional, are more emotional than they typically are towards their property, and reaching out to them at that point in time could yield some results, and it has in the past with others I've spoken to. The third way is that if you are just starting out, or even if you have, you know, a portfolio of the $300 million apartment, dollars worth of apartment communities, which I have 265 now, I'll have $300 million in a month now when we close on a deal we're working on. So whether or not you're at one end of the spectrum or the other, you can benefit by hosting a local meetup. If you have time to attend a meetup, then you have time to host a meetup, because it's just a little bit more effort, but exponentially larger results when you host the meetup. And when you want to go larger, my suggestion to you is that you invite other owners who are local to attend the meetup and have them speak about whatever. And that way you are building relationships with those owners. And you can simply do that via one person that you know who owns a property, and then post it on Eventbrite, post it on meetup.com, post it on BiggerPockets or wherever else, and then start with maybe 2-3 people, might show up at the beginning, mm-hmm. but then do it over time. I did that when I first moved to Cincinnati 3 years ago. First thing I did, or one of the first things I did, was start a meetup. I've done hosted a monthly meetup for the last 2-3 years, and it's resulted in investors who have built a relationship with me and have invested in a large way in my deals. And then lastly, the fourth way is to have a direct mail campaign, but in the direct mail campaign, mention that you also have a local meetup and tell them there's a subject this month that I'm sure they'd like to learn about, and it's 5 ways to increase your NOI in fill-in-the-blank city. And then you're actually recruiting people using the direct mail piece, one, to see if they want to sell, but two, if they don't, if now's not the right time, then simply bring them, attract them to the meetup. That way you're building a long-term relationship with them, so you will be top of mind when it is time to sell.
I love these 4 points. I love the meetup piece, too. I've had a meetup in the past, and I got away from doing it, but it is, I would say it is by far what I got away from doing it, primarily because there were just so many people attending and I couldn't, it grew out of my mm-hmm. control. But it is a wonderful way to meet investors, to meet new people, and to meet potential partnerships in that local market. And, you know, we talk about real estate, investing in real estate nationally, but it's such a local thing. It's such a personal thing. It's such an emotional thing. And if we're able to identify those initial people using Meetup, awesome. I love the wholesaler bit. You know, I think that's so cool. Just have them ask that additional question and saying, hey, do you own anything else? Super powerful. And the direct mail, I didn't think about that, Joe. Right? Like, I wouldn't have thought of adding the meetup information on the direct mail campaign, because like you said, that serves those two purposes. One, if they are selling something, they'll get in touch. But if they're not, and if they're interested in learning more about increasing that NOI, holy cow. I mean, that's a stellar idea. That's gold. We might as well just end the show with that.
All right, great talking to you. No. Talk to you later.
Don't go anywhere. There's still a lot to talk about. We have about 40 seconds, or maybe about 20 seconds before we have to go to break. Where's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
I mean, you can go to joefairless.com, or if you want info on investing in apartments and just some free resources, email info@joefairless.com, and my team will get you hooked up with some free resources to help you learn more about investing in apartments. That's info@joefairless.com.
Awesome. And if you have any questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com, or just ask me on Instagram @AbiGohar. I am at your service. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we are back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Joe Fairless. He is fearless, and he is flawless. He understands real estate, he understands apartment complex syndication. And he's been racking up quite a number of units. How many units do you have now, Joe?
Over 3,000, slightly over 3,000. And you tripped me up a little bit because I am not flawless. That is darn sure. Definitely not flawless. So I'll go with the fearless thing. I think around 3,000 units. We've got $265 million worth of apartment communities. That's the number I keep track of.
That's awesome. And so before the break, we were talking about finding deals. You mentioned wholesalers, eviction court, hosting meetup, and direct mail. I thought those are great ideas that you offered. And for those of you listening in, you missed that initial segment. Shame on you. Not cool. But I have a solution. Go to thinkrealty.com/radio, and you'll be able to listen to this in the next 24 hours. So make sure that you listen in on those four ways to find deals. And I want to talk a little bit about financing, Joe, because it's such an important topic when discussing multifamily acquisition. What are some of those initial things that you can tell us about financing these larger projects?
I mean, ultimately, it's going to boil down to a couple factors. One is your experience, and two is the project itself, profitability and business plan, and three is the post-closing liquidity that you've got. So there, from a liquidity standpoint, you'll want to have – it depends on the loan too, but I'll just give generally. Generally, they'll want to see 10% of liquidity after you close. So if your loan is $30 million bucks, then they'll want to see $3 million in the bank post closing. And the net worth, if your loan's $30 million, then they'll want to see $30 million prior to closing. So not including whatever net worth is increased by factoring in the subject property. So I didn't have that whenever I started, and right. I would say that most people don't have that when we get started. That's where partnerships come into play, which I'll get to in a second. Let me just finish the thoughts on the other two things.
Sure.
So experience, they'll want to see that you have been there, done that before, and who on the ground is managing the property, what is their track record, do they have case studies that can support it, are they local or are they a national management company, are you creating your own management company? If so, then they'll want to know that, and they probably won't be as excited about that than if you're hiring a proven third-party management company, even though in reality you might be able to do better than the third-party management company. The lender won't want to take on that risk on your first couple deals. And then the third thing I mentioned is the deal itself and the deal economics. It totally depends on type of loan, type of business plan that you're getting. But I'd just say in general, they look for a property that can cover the debt. They call it the debt service coverage ratio. It just varies what the ratio is that the lender wants. But you'll want to know what is the debt service coverage ratio that your lender requires. Also, the business plan, if you're doing a distressed property, which I don't buy, I only buy stabilized properties that have value-add components to them. But if you are buying a distressed property, then you likely won't get traditional long-term financing, nor would you want traditional long-term financing. You'll likely be getting a bridge loan to bridge the gap between distressed to stabilized, so however long that takes, and then you'll likely want to refinance out and put more long-term debt on it, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac financing that is more conservative and it's a more reliable or stable type of loan package, more long term. So those are the three variables that you'll want to look at, and plenty things underneath them to consider too.
Gotcha. That makes sense to me. And you mentioned something about partnerships earlier. And like you said, there are not a lot of folks that just have, you know, $3 million in the bank. Actually, excuse me, I do. I'm going to PayPal you right now $3 million. So not a lot of folks have that, right? I mean, let's be honest. Like, I could be running a business. I could be starting my own whatever. I could be in business for 10 years, and I still don't have $3 million and just available liquidity to show a lender. How do I then work with the partners for this deal, this theoretical deal we're talking about, to say, you know what, we can do this, and here's why?
Well, you just combine forces. So you combine balance sheets. I mean, that's what it boils down to. It's important to note, and this is a detail that gets lost in the shuffle sometimes, but when you are on the loan, and there's a difference between recourse and non-recourse. Recourse is the bank can go after you if you default on the loan, you and all of your assets to recoup the money. Mm-hmm. And non-recourse means they can't. However, there's a couple asterisks. If you commit a crime, or you are you lie about something, or you have gross neglect on the property, then that triggers it into a recourse loan. But the detail I wanted to mention is that if Armageddon happens and the bank does go after you and you have multiple partners, you might think, oh, well, we're going to split it half these or whatever by one-fifth each. But you personally are responsible for the whole thing. So the bank, if they can't get it from one person, then they will go after you 100%, even though you might have five other partners in the partnership. So it's important, number one, to know who you're going in partnership with, who has the responsibility to do certain things, and who's reporting back to the lender, that sort of thing. Because if you don't know that person really well, then he or she could make you go bankrupt, even if it's a non-recourse loan. So it's important to take note of that. But as far as partnerships go, I mean, what I did, here's some creative ways to scale into larger stuff, and this isn't theoretical stuff, this is exactly what I did. One is you can bring in brokers who are representing the seller into the deal and have them put in their commission into the deal, which lowers the amount of money you need to bring to the deal, number one. And number two, it adds credibility to the deal, because now if you're just starting out, okay, that's one thing, but these brokers who have, say, 80 years of combined real estate experience, if there's two or three of them, that adds credibility for the lender, because then you've got all of a sudden a more seasoned team on the general partnership. So that's one thing. Another way you can do it is you can partner with a property management company that already has a track record in your market, and they also bring money to the deal via their investors, and they invest in the deal. And that looks amazing to a lender.
Totally agreed with you. We have so much more to talk about with that. Think Realty listeners, got to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com/events. Come check us out in Dallas. I want to shake your hand and let's talk more about multifamily. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors, and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at SGFContracting.com. That's SGFContracting.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. Before the break, Joe was talking a little bit about why having a group of investors is a good idea.
Because then they see that you have your group now has all of this experience and you're just riding their coattails. Now you're going to have to give up a chunk of ownership in the general partnership, but who cares? Because you're getting the track record. You're making some money along the way. Most importantly, you're getting the experience, and then you can eventually distance yourself from them on future deals if it's not the right structure for you. But then you'll be able to stand on your own 2 feet versus, you know, being on the sidelines, on looking on the outside looking in.
So a question that I have for you is then, how do you find these potential partnerships, right? Because then I feel like there's a catch-22. They would say, well, why should I take you seriously if you don't have any experience? And at the same time, you need to get a deal done. So how do you get the experience without getting a deal done?
How do you get the experience without? Well, so how you find the partnerships is that you have that meetup that I mentioned earlier, and you identify the right people in your market who you want to meet, and then you flatter the heck out of them because you invite them to speak to a group of real estate investors who would love to learn from their experience since they have a high degree of expertise in their field, and you develop a relationship with them. Simple as that. If you're not local, then you can work with someone locally to host a meetup. And perhaps you, well, if you're not local, what I would do actually is I'd create a blog and or a podcast like mine or a YouTube channel, whatever, and make it an interview-based format. And then invite those individuals to be interviewed on your blog, podcast, or YouTube channel, and then build a relationship that way. And anyone who's thinking, I don't want to spend time doing a blog or podcast or a YouTube channel or a meetup, then okay, then you're not going to achieve at the highest level that you can achieve.
Right.
It's up to you. I mean, how much of a priority is it for you? So these are tips that work. These are tips I've implemented, and they are proven to be effective. You just got to do them.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, if you take a look at your track record, you have a blog, you have a podcast, you do guest appearances on different shows and different podcasts on different radio shows, etc. You have that meetup. You've had that for the last two and a half years, ever since you moved to Cincinnati. And all of this stuff combined, all of this activity combined creates that momentum, which then compounds into eventually the result that you want. It might take a little bit longer, but you're getting there. And that's really, for me, really, really crucial. So we've talked about some partnerships. We've talked a little bit about the financing piece. We've talked about how to find multifamily deals. What we haven't really talked about yet that I would like to talk about are some of the team members that you need when getting into this space and or as you're growing, because I'm sure the folks will change, but what are some of those folks that you've seen who have created the most impact in your organization for multifamily investing?
One is have a consultant or a mastermind group that helps you understand what your roadmap should be and then lays out the roadmap for you. That's number one. Number two is property management partner that's local. Number three is a broker team. Number four is your mortgage broker to help you find the best financing. And then number five would be your investors or investor to partner with on your deals. Once you have those pieces in place, sure, there's miscellaneous other things like an attorney, a securities attorney, accountant, and you know, insurance person, all miscellaneous other pieces, but the core pieces are those ones that I mentioned.
So you got the mastermind group, and is this then separate from meetup group? Is that what you're saying, or are they kind of the same?
Yeah. The meetup group's probably going to be people who are in your situation or slightly above. You need someone who's playing at a completely different level as you are, and who has helped replicate results for others to do what you want to do. As I listen to Tim Ferriss's podcast, and he talks about when you find a mentor, you not only want to find someone who's achieved at a high level, but you want to find someone who's helped others achieve at a high level too, because there's a different skill set involved when you look at people who have achieved versus can teach others to achieve similar or greater or same things. So that's what you'll want to do.
Totally makes sense. And your number five, so your number one was mastermind groups, two property management, local property management specifically, three broker teams, four mortgage broker, all those make sense. And then of course, number five, those that's, I feel, super important, that will bring the equity, the investors. Let's talk about that for just a quick second. Do you have any, outside of the meetup groups, outside of the podcast, the blogs, the presence online, you're drawing folks in, your attraction rate, do you have any other methods of finding those folks that will say, hey, you know what, Joe, I believe in what you're doing. I like what you're doing. I'm accredited. We've built a relationship. Here's some capital. Let's do some business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the majority of my leads come through referrals now. That's not helpful for someone listening who is starting out, but just so you know, once you get going and you perform, then you get referrals, and that ends up being your largest source of new investors. I'd say the other platform or the other way that I get the majority or a large portion of my investors is through the podcast that I do. And my intention is not to get investors through the podcast. My intention is to build a relationship with people over time. And then once they are in a position to invest or not, maybe they're just buying their own stuff, this is helpful for them. But what happens is, you know, my audience knows that I'm doing apartment deals and I partner with accredited investors on those deals. Therefore, they'll reach out to me. I have a page, investwithjoe.com. So they go to that page and they fill out a form and we build a relationship. And then once we have a relationship established and we've talked and gotten to know each other, and then in the future, you know, we might partner up. So the podcast allows me to get to know people better, faster, and it does it in a scalable way where I'm fortunate enough to add value through the interviews I do and then benefit from that in a roundabout way. Through those relationships I build and those listeners then investing with me.
Gotcha. You've mentioned the term accredited investor before. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, sure. They accredited investor is defined in like 7 or 8 different ways, or you can qualify to be one in 7 or 8 different ways. The two main ways, one, you got $1 million net worth, not including your primary residence, or two, you make, I think 200 or 250. I think it's 200,000 in the last year or two, plus a reasonable expectation to make it this year, or if you're married, 300,000. And if you qualify for any one of those things, then, the government has, said that you are accredited, meaning you, are at a different level from others who are not, so you have access to certain deals that others don't. So we work with accredited investors who invest in our deals.
Ultimately, when you win, oh, you win. And I think that's really, really, really important to know. Joe, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you? We are ending the show.
You can email info@joefairless.com and get the apartment investing guide. That's info@joefairless.com. Or if you're looking to build a relationship with me and invest in your accredited investor, then you can go to investwithjoe.com and fill out that form. And then I'll read through it and reply back personally, and we'll jump on a call.
Awesome. Joe, thank you so much for all the information today. I appreciate it.
Grateful to be on the show. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. And that wraps up the show. Think Realty listeners, got to do it. Go to investwithjoe.com or also check out apartmentsyndication.com. You have questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. Sign up for our Dallas event. It's going to be so much fun. I want to shake your hand seriously, get your questions answered about single family, multifamily, point you in the right direction because that's what I do. I have so much fun doing it. Or if you want to check me out on Instagram, do it at Abhi Golhar. I'll see you then. Until next time, happy hunting.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace.
At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover Serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
BizTalk Radio.